You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
The church treats these first 8 days, the octave of Easter, as if it's one day, one great Easter solemnity. And so I have another Easter riddle for you. What kind of stories are the Easter Bunny's favorite? And of course, the answer is cottontails. Cottontails. At least there's no rim shot on the drum. That's good. This eighth day of Easter, every year, we hear the same gospel account of Jesus on that first day of the week appearing to his disciples and letting them see that indeed he was risen. But Thomas was not there. But a week later, on the eighth day, this day, Jesus appears again, and Thomas was there. Thomas, who has said, "I will never believe it, do I see it with my own eyes and touch his wounds with my hands," now sees with his own eyes and comes to believe. When I was a young boy, maybe 10, 11, 12 years old, my father, who was the editor of the local hometown newspaper, on a Sunday afternoon said to my sisters and I, "I'm going to take a picture of a cat with wings." My sisters and I said, "There's no such thing, no way." He said, "You can come with me if you want." And so we did. We went to these people's home, and out came a cat with wings. Sort of like a flying squirrel that has wings, not feathers, of course. But we saw it with our own eyes and came to believe. And, of course, my dad took the photograph. It's in the newspaper. And my sister still has that photograph of that cat with wings. We would never have believed if we had not seen with our own eyes. Those of you who are baseball fans, and, of course, you know that the baseball season begins today with the Cardinals playing in about 35 minutes. So it'll be a brief homily, but you may remember back in 1988, the World Series, Los Angeles playing Oakland, the first game at Dodger Stadium, the bottom of the ninth, two out, and the Dodgers have a man on first base. They're trailing by one run, 3-2, I think it was, and they send out a pinch hitter who'd been on the disabled list, Kirk Gibson. He comes out with a 3-2 count against Eckersley. He hits a dramatic home run to win the game. And Jack Buck, the Hall of Fame Cardinal announcer, was calling the World Series. And everybody remembers his line, "I do not believe what I just saw." And he repeated, "I do not believe what I just saw." It was such a dramatic ending to a World Series game. All of us like to see before we believe. We're no different than Thomas in that sense, and neither were the disciples. They believe because they saw with their own eyes. But when they tried to convince Thomas, he wouldn't accept their word for it. And Jesus said to Thomas then, "You saw and believed. Blessed are those who do not see and believe." We know that there are many people in our world today who will say that the resurrection of Jesus is nonsense, that it's a made-up fairy tale. But we are here because we do believe. Because we have seen the risen Lord present in our lives. We've experienced resurrection in our lives. We've had those times of darkness when all seemed lost, and suddenly something brought us hope, a surprise. We have seen the risen Lord present in each other and in other people. At the Easter Vigil a week ago last night, 6 people joined our Catholic community of faith because they had seen the risen Lord present in their family and friends and wanted to be part of this community of faith. We, by our baptism, are called to be the presence of our risen Lord to all people. How do we do that? We do that by learning our faith and loving our faith and living our faith. During this Easter season, we're making available to you books about the Year of Mercy, Beautiful Mercy, they are entitled. A series of reflections upon this year of mercy and the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We all have room to learn more about our faith so that we can better love and live our faith. And certainly on this Divine Mercy Sunday, as we have the image of Jesus of Divine Mercy present here, reminds us that we are the presence of our risen Lord to other people when we are merciful like the Father. When we are merciful, we help to bring that peace that Jesus greeted his apostles with. Remember, these apostles and disciples, the ones who had abandoned Jesus when things got tough. Because now it appears to them, and they're probably thinking, we're fired. But no, he says, peace be with you. All is forgiven. That's the kind of mercy that the Father has, that Jesus had, and that we must have. And we show that kind of mercy towards others, then we are the presence of the risen Christ. And they will come to believe because they have seen him in us, because we have been the face of mercy. To love and live our faith, a challenge every day. But we have to be bold because we know that our faith goes against the grain, the common way, conventional wisdom. And so we have to be bold in living our Catholic faith. But when we're willing to stand up for what we believe, then we again are the presence of our risen Lord to others. And they will come to believe. This is our mission, our call as church, today and every day. But on this octave day of Easter, we are reminded in a special way that the risen one lives and reigns and is still present in our midst, and that we must be the face of the risen Christ to other people so they too can come to believe this good news. And so we rejoice in resurrection for 50 days. But we treat these first 8 days, the octave, as one solemn day. But no matter what season of the year we're in, because we are baptized disciples of the Lord Jesus, we have been given hope of eternal life. We are called to be the face of the risen Christ, present to other people each and every day, by learning our faith, living our faith, and loving our faith. And in doing that, then we do proclaim to the whole world that God is good
all the time.
All the time.